Hello and welcome to the first episode of my research notes. My name is Nimisha Barua Ebers, and between May 20th and 23rd, I had the privilege of visiting Arunachal Pradesh in the northeast of India and spending 3 nights at the Research Institute of World's Ancient Traditions, Cultures, and Heritage, also known as ReWatch. ReWatch is a nonprofit, community-based research organization dedicated to the cultural empowerment of ethnic communities and sustainable development. Located about 10 kilometers from Roing Town, the 5-hectare campus includes a museum, herbal and medicinal gardens, a documentation center, a center for mother languages, and Arogya, a well-being center with Ayurvedic Panchakarma therapy facilities. ReWatch also accommodates visiting scholars and researchers with a community kitchen, often featuring produce from its own gardens. Recently, the community acquired a bus to facilitate trips to other places in Arunachal Pradesh. This visit was an integral part of my ongoing research on heritage and sustainability, specifically focusing on traditional weaving practices of Northeast India. At this stage, my research was exploratory. I aimed to gain a holistic understanding of both institutional and community efforts surrounding the intersection of heritage and sustainability. My research, however, is inseparable from my own curiosity and questions regarding heritage and identity. As someone with an Assamese and German background who did not grow up in India, I navigated ReWatch both as a researcher and as an individual eager to gain knowledge about India, the Northeast, and Assam. This dual perspective has shaped my experience with the ReWatch space, allowing me to appreciate it from both professional and personal lenses. The first picture that I have chosen to include in my reflections is a picture of a signboard showing the 7 areas of engagement at ReWatch: the museum, the library, the documentation center, cottages, the center for mother languages, herbal gardens, and Arogya. These I have called the 7 pillars of ReWatch, and in my head, I have related them to what could be 7 pillars of heritage and sustainability. These thoughts, however, are to be completed at a later date. Let's move on to my first day. On my first evening at ReWatch, I was given a tour of the gardens, which soon became a central part of my experience. These gardens exemplify the interplay between heritage and sustainability, providing an excellent backdrop for exchanging stories and ideas on the subject. The commitment to plant diversity at ReWatch is evident to anyone walking through its gardens. Here, the preservation of natural heritage is achieved through meticulous documentation and innovative growing practices, reviving traditional knowledge while incorporating modern methods. Towards the end of my stay, I happily discovered a comprehensive guide on various plant species and their properties, compiled by a ReWatch scholar. The gardens, along with the Ayurvedic Center, demonstrate the practical application of heritage and sustainability. They highlight the importance of preserving knowledge, understanding nature's benefits, and learning about food, nutrition, and sustainable farming practices. This approach shows how heritage and sustainability studies can be both forward-looking and innovative. The second image I have chosen to include is one that is very familiar to many audiences here in Europe. The second image shows a giant zucchini, and I put it there because reflecting on what to do with so much zucchini is something that we have to deal with all the time in our gardens in Germany as well. The third image that I've chosen to include is an image of a banana tree. If memory serves correctly, this banana tree is from Manipur. During my travels in Arunachal, I realized I had never seen so many varieties of banana. There was wild banana, there was bananas planted strategically to help with irrigation. I believe they were the really tall variety of banana. There were very, very short varieties of banana trees. Anyways, let's move on to my second day in Arunachal Pradesh. On my second day, I began with a self-guided walk through the museum. I appreciated how the museum featured 3 different exhibits, although the international exhibit was not yet open to the public. The exhibits on Northeast India and Arunachal Pradesh provided insights into agricultural ways of life, traditional textiles, clothing, rituals, and traditions. The exhibit on funeral rites and rituals was particularly striking, with detailed explanations provided later by a local community leader closely associated with ReWatch. One of my favorite moments was encountering a realistic model of a rice pounder used to dehusk rice. The community leader humorously remarked, "This is what your ancestor used." and invited me to try it out. I was surprised by the weight and effort required to operate it, which made me wonder about the leg strength of my ancestors and appreciate the amount of effort going into a bowl of rice. These interactive experiences, though seemingly small, created a deeper connection to the exhibits. Without this invitation, I would not have known that touching the tool was allowed. Museums are, after all, spaces where touching is usually not allowed. The exhibits did not really focus on providing detailed information for every object. Many clothing items, for instance, lack labels or information about the textiles. While this might be frustrating for a researcher, it offers the general public a sense of shared heritage. The juxtaposition of distinct objects without essentializing their differences created a unique experience. I also appreciated the inclusion of geological information about the region, which sparked questions about natural heritage. Furthermore, the community aspect of Rewatch was highlighted by its sourcing practices. The collections include contributions from elders from around the world, which was donated during a conference hosted by Rewatch last year. This practice serves as a model on how museums can source their objects creatively and ethically. The fourth image that I've decided to include in my reflections show me looking at an exhibit displaying intricate components of a shaman's attire. After my museum visit, I toured the village and the surrounding areas with the same community leader. I saw rubber plantations and learned that there are indeed endemic rubber species. However, the rubber plants used now are more profitable because of the ease of harvesting. I saw how plantation land bordered rich forests and marveled at the clear streams surrounding fields. To the naked eye, all seems well. I wouldn't have known that the rows and rows of saplings I saw in another field were new, up-and-coming palm plantations. We exchanged information about what we knew about palm oil, its effects on ecosystems, and what damage the industry has caused in other parts of the world. In lieu with my research, I was also brought to households where women were connected to weaving in some way, and I was warmly welcomed into their homes. This experience allowed me to see village life from the inside, observing and hearing more about weaving. The environmental history, coupled with the museum context and the village visits, painted a comprehensive narrative on the changing landscapes of Arunachal Pradesh. Next, I have also provided three images from my visits of the homes in Roing, in and around Roing. The first image, I am sitting next to the village leader in a kitchen and observing the interior architecture. The second picture, I am examining traditional patterns woven by a woman whose home I was welcome to. In the third image, I'm sitting next to the village leader's sister, who also generously invited me into her home. These experiences made me think about the role of museums in sustainability education, how exhibits could include more on environmental and agricultural history. Multimedia approaches with storytelling could enrich this aspect, as there are many environmental documentaries and documentation projects that could be showcased, some of them recommended by this community leader himself. On this fully packed day, I also had scheduled a meeting with my supervisor in Germany. There were issues with the electricity and network, but everyone rallied around me to get the generators running in time. On the third day, I visited the Bambusa Library in Teju, which is closely associated with Rewatch and Satya Narayan Mundayur, an educationalist and social activist lovingly known as Uncle Musa. This was a particularly enriching experience, providing insights into efforts of language preservation and the role of storytelling in heritage. The library plays a crucial role in bringing books to remote villages, offering children a space to engage with reading after school, and resurrecting mother tongues. I exchange experiences with young women my age from the surrounding communities, discussing our struggles with our mother tongues, language preservation efforts, as well as the idiosyncrasies of our cultural backgrounds. We had lively conversations touching on a range of topics, including weaving. These conversations, like the museum exhibit, illuminated much common ground in our experiences. There was a feeling of mutual curiosity. We talked about issues ranging from COVID-19. One young woman wrote her dissertation about online learning during the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly its effects on young people in Arunachal Pradesh, while another shared her ideas about keeping handloom traditions alive from a policy perspective. Serving as a popular meeting place for children, the library provided an opportunity to connect with young minds who eagerly shared their interests, ideas for the future, passion for books, and stories about their hometowns. Through these interactions, I discovered books filled with local stories and folklore, including a captivating collection of horror stories that I later had to buy out for myself. I also met a young poet and activist from Guwahati dedicated to promoting poetry in local mother tongues as a language preservation effort. We exchanged ideas about Europe and writing, and the poet expressed interest in creating online poetry exchanges, particularly for queer youth. Though these were just preliminary ideas, such encounters demonstrate the potential for networking and collaboration, highlighting the scope for intercultural dialogue and the crucial role of community spaces. Additionally, we attended the opening for a Buddhist temple in Namsai and enjoyed the mela organized by the local community. For anyone studying textiles, the mela was not just a feast for the belly, but also for the eyes, showcasing a diverse array of traditional clothing worn by the attendees. Now that I have gone through the activities and the things that I have done at Rewatch, I would like to reflect a little bit on my positionality and how I felt at home at Rewatch. Let's begin with a little bit about myself. I am an independent researcher and an emerging practitioner specializing in heritage and sustainability. Currently, I'm enrolled in a Bachelor of Science program in Global Environmental Sustainability Studies with a minor in Psychology and Society at Leuphana University, Lüneburg, in Germany. The Leuphana degree program has offered opportunities to collaborate with multidisciplinary teams from diverse academic backgrounds. Such interdisciplinary studies often require students to forge independent pathways forward, straddling between departments and subjects, thus fostering a strong sense of self-reliance that has sharpened my skills in finding unique intersections to study. I identify as a practitioner because my approach is practice-based and fieldwork-orientated, emphasizing creativity, community building, and storytelling. I believe in participatory research approaches that aim for and lead to greater community engagement, generating outputs beyond academic reports. These academic and personal orientations help me to feel at home at Rewatch. With its community of experts, facilitation of interactions, communal spaces, and resources not accessible from European libraries, I no longer felt like the sole advocate for heritage and sustainability within my faculty. Rewatch resonated deeply with my philosophies on fostering a community-oriented approach to academia. The multidisciplinary and collaborative environment at Rewatch created a sense of camaraderie and intellectual exchange that is rare in academic settings. Doing fieldwork and sharing meals and exchanging reflections with other researchers was a unique and enriching experience. I also wanted to provide some perspectives from someone coming from a European institution, which may help facilitate future intercultural dialogue, an area in which I know Rewatch already excels in. Firstly, before arriving in India, an advisor at my university had cautioned me about the sensitivity of identity-related topics in India. Having been away from India for 6 years, I was uncertain about the current academic climate and what might be contentious. Topics like dam building projects and heritage discourses are often critical of top-down approaches and wary of nationalism. Discussing research with someone familiar with the politically sensitive topics could have helped me understand how to navigate the current political climate in India. The European academic environment often encourages critical thinking and questioning of established narratives. Young scholars like myself approach spaces like Rewatch from a reflexive standpoint. Influenced by strong discourses on decolonialization and the examination of power relations and privilege. During my stay at Rewatch, a challenging conversation with my research supervisor reminded me of the extractivist quality of academic research and the importance of capturing the agency and maintaining the personhood of those I interact with. My supervisor emphasized compensation, suggesting workshops where monetary compensation was not possible. While these were valid reminders and my Rewatch experiences were invaluable in demonstrating the notion of compensation, I realized through conversations that workshops were often neither viable nor desired. Feeling deflated after my meeting, a perceptive Rewatch staff member encouraged me to share my thoughts. When I expressed my concerns about compensation, limited time, and resources, it led to a fruitful exchange on how to reciprocate and compensate even during brief visits. The staff member highlighted the value of sharing knowledge through interpersonal conversations, citing our visit to Rewatch's gardens where I exchanged recipes and plant uses from other parts of the world. This kind of compassionate response helped me navigate fieldwork fearlessly, demonstrating that critical theory should not inhibit students from attempting intercultural dialogue. My experience at Rewatch were constructive and nurturing in this regard, and I believe more students should come away from fieldwork feeling supported and empowered as I did. The holistic nature of Rewatch aligns very well with my interdisciplinary background, seamlessly connecting sustainability and heritage. My dual role at Rewatch as both a researcher and someone exploring their own heritage has provided me with a unique perspective that is valuable to the institution. This experience allowed me to appreciate Rewatch's multifaceted approach to heritage and sustainability, fostering a sense of belonging and intellectual growth. This perspective equips me to offer constructive feedback that can enhance Rewatch's efforts in promoting cultural empowerment and sustainable development. Rewatch has a great potential as a case study to explore the question, how can heritage be curated with sustainability in mind? This is a question that guides much of my research interests. The multidisciplinary and community-oriented approach of Rewatch offers a model for integrating traditional knowledge with contemporary sustainability efforts, preserving cultural heritage while ensuring its modern relevance. A key takeaway is the importance of community engagement in heritage preservation and sustainability. The various initiatives at Rewatch, such as the gardens, museum, and library, highlight the potential of community-based approaches in fostering a sense of ownership and responsibility. I see significant potential to contribute to ongoing and future projects. While my current focus is on the intersection of heritage and sustainability, my experiences in Europe provide a foundation to consider global perspectives of heritage, aligning well with my ongoing research. I am excited about the possibility of contributing to Rewatch's mission and look forward to exploring more collaborative opportunities in the future. I would like to express my gratitude to Mr. Vijay Swami, the museum director, for his commitment to continuous and active collaboration. Although we could not meet in person, I appreciate his efforts in maintaining open communication. This reflection is a gesture of my gratitude and acknowledgement of the potential for future collaboration. Additionally, I extend heartfelt thanks to Rewatch staff, who made me feel very much at home.